Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff, right here on your local radio station, like Miles City, Montana's KYUS 92.3 FM and KMTA at 1050 AM. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you to send those items to The Good Stuff. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. More on that here a little bit later on. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5. Monday through Saturday, or by appointment, more than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. Call them at 605-642-5884, Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish.
Hey, Mike, I'm not sure if people are aware of this. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication stockman and agribusiness customer base. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Did you know that David Bellamy had a drug problem when he was younger?
No, I did not.
Have you heard that song called Drug Problem by David Bellamy and Howard Bellamy?
I don't know. Sing a bit for me.
You're going to want to go get it after I read this to you.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing it.
That was a test. I was going to see if you were going to do it. I didn't know.
Drug Problem, written by David Bellamy. I hear people talking about going cold turkey, drying out, checking into Betty Ford, but I just can't relate to all those strange addictions because my drug problem never went ignored. You see, I was drugged to church on Sunday morning, and I was drugged to family reunions. I was drugged to Grandpa's farm to work every summer, and I was drugged to weddings and to funerals. I was drugged out the door to go to school every day. I was drugged by my ears when I was bad. When I disobeyed my parents or my teacher, I was drugged to the woodshed by my dad. And those drugs are still running through my veins, still affecting everything I do and say. And if kids today had those kind of drug problems, I believe the world would be a better place. I won't claim I grew up to be perfect, far from it. But every time I start to make a slip, I can see Daddy reaching for the good book and hear those prayers roll from Mama's lips. That's why I count my blessings every evening and pray to the good Lord up above and thank Him for giving me a drug problem and a home and a family filled with love. Yeah, I was drugged to church on Sunday morning. I was drugged to family reunions. I was drugged to Grandpa's farm to work every summer. And I was drugged to weddings and to funerals. I was drugged out the door to go to school every day. I was drugged by my ears when I was bad. When I disobeyed my parents or my teacher, I was drugged to the woodshed by my dad. And those drugs are still running through my veins, still affecting everything I do and say. And if kids today had those kind of drug problems, I believe the world would be a better place. Written by David Bellamy and performed by the Bellamy Brothers, if you ever want to look that up.
I think there might be quite a few of us looking it up pretty quick.
Kim, do you have something else to share with us today on The Good Stuff?
Well, you know, I had so much fun last time with different ways to order pizza. I thought maybe we'd do a little bit more of that.
Okay.
See if you don't confuse them if you try this. Terminate the call with, "Remember, we never had this conversation." Now what do? Tell the order taker a rival pizza place is on the other line and you're going with the lowest bidder.
Oh, that would be a good way to look at it.
That would be fun. Give them your address, but don't give them an order and exclaim, "Oh, just surprise me," and then hang up. Other ways to order pizza that might be entertaining, answer their questions with questions. Tell them to put the crust on top this time. That would get them, don't you think?
That would be tricky.
That's what I thought. Sing the order to the tune of your favorite song from Metallica's Master of Puppets CD. Do not name the toppings you want. Rather, spell them out.
Ooh, that would be confusing.
I know. Put an extra edge in your voice when you say, "Crazy bread." Say hello. Act stunned for 5 seconds, then behave as if they called you. And to wrap it up, rattle off your order with a determined air. If asked, "Would you like drinks with that?" panic and become disorientated. Some really fun ways to order pizza. So if you're ordering pizza tonight, I think I've given you some inspiration.
And if you have items about how to order pizza or something else out there that you think would be amusing, humorous, or just interested to our listeners, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for spending part of your day on your local radio station listening to The Good Stuff.